to figure out. But let's discuss, even if it's not in the parasha, the sugya. Here it is, Pinyin Aben. Here it is. Okay, that's where it is. This week's parasha, we have the sugya Pinyin Aben called Petarechem. L'chol basar asher yakrivu l'Hashem ba'adam v'abhema yelach. Ach padoy sifteh, eis b'chor ha'adam, the eis b'chor ha'behema ha'behema tifteh, uftuyah, then it goes on, another pasuk, then pasuk Yud Zayin says, ach b'chor shah. Chazal have a drash on these two psukim. In the parashas Korach, in the middle of the parasha, in Shishi, the sixth aliyah, we are presented with the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Question, what happens if a baby is born and the baby is a treifa? What do we mean a treifa? Has a defect. The baby has a major defect where the baby is going to die within a couple of months. There's a problem with Rachmana Lassan with the heart or with another vital organ, and the doctors say there's nothing that we can do. And whatever, this is the situation. And the baby dies, let's say, dies 6 months later. The baby dies 3 months later. The baby dies immediately. Question is, if the baby makes to day 30, do you do pidyon haben? Do you do pidyon haben on a nefil? And the answer is no, you do not. And let's clarify one very important point. There are two. Why don't we do Pidyon HaBen immediately, the day the baby is born, Mazel Tov, you have a baby boy, a Bechor, immediately go to the Koyein, take out five coins, five Siloim, and present the five coins to the Koyein. Why do we do that? The answer is, who says this baby is a Bar Kayama? Who says this baby is going to live? Maybe this baby is not a viable child. This baby is not going to live. So if the baby makes it to 30 days, it makes that is a siman that the baby is not a nefil. The baby is a healthy human being that is going to live, or live good enough, or live long enough. And therefore, we wait until 30 days to determine that the child is not a nefil. That's why the Torah says wait until 30 days, because not every human being that is born is healthy. Now, what you mean healthy is, there's no defect. That's the point I want to make. Wait until 30 days pass. That way you know for sure now it's a healthy human being. Now you have to go to the Koyein and redeem the child from the Koyein by giving him the five coins. But there's another thing where a person is healthy. A child is healthy. It's past 30 days. He's alive. There's just a problem. There's a defect in one of his organs, which will bring about a premature death. These two concepts are very, very different. It's very easy for us to make a mistake and think they're all the same. You could have a person, his organs are perfect. Every single organ is perfect. There's nothing lacking. Everything is connected. There's no missing parts. No missing screws. You ever buy something from Amazon, you put it together, nice bookcase, and when it's all over, what are these screws for? Why do I have left over 3-4 screws?
The worst part is when the whole thing is supposed to be.
I thought I put it together perfectly. Why do I have left these couple of screws? Just must be extra. Throw it in the garbage. Then you go home. Then you go away to work. Come back. Hopefully collapsed. Oh, now I know. Those screws must have served some important function.
That's where you get the expression, you got screwed.
Okay. So a person is born with no missing screws. Everything is there. So what? It could be that the whole person is a defective person. Even though everything is there, it's a lemon. Everything is there. All the parts are there. The person, Rachman al-Itzlan, it doesn't work. That's called a nefil. Then you have the other way where the person is a healthy person. But one of the parts is damaged. And if that damage is significant, that's called a treifa. Two very different concepts in why Rachman al-Itzlan, a person would not live 120 years. He's just by nature, the whole product is something which, for whatever reason...
The baby's being redeemed because he could be a Kohen. But if he doesn't qualify as a Kohen because of the
Is it Baal Mum? No, that doesn't make it. No, the Torah did not differentiate. The Torah, I hear what you're saying, the Torah said it doesn't matter. The Torah says, it's a medrash. Doesn't matter. Every firstborn male, even if he has a blemish, must be redeemed. Period. Provided that it's a bar kayama. That this that has come out of the mother's womb is a person that's going to live. How do you know he's going to live? 30 days, that's it. If the baby makes it for 30 days, that's it. It's done.
So he has Tay Sachs?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Tay Sachs is genetics.
Right, so he's
going to
die.
But all, right, in Rachmana Litzlan, you have a child that has a genetic disease, it's going to die premature, die very, very young. Rachmana Litzlan, Tidere Chateva. It doesn't matter. It's Chayiv and Pinyin Aben because it's not a treifa. A genetic disease is not a treifa. If you have, let's say, an animal, let's compare it to an animal. You want to do a shlita now, and you know that this animal has a genetic disease, and this animal is going to die. Other animals will live 5 years, and this animal is only going to live 1 year.
Yeah.
Or let's say 2 years. You'll pass more than 1 year. Because there it depends on the year. Let's say you live for 2 years. Are you allowed to shachet? Of course. Are all the organs, everything is fine? Yeah. You can tell me that under a microscope, there's some defect in its makeup, in the molecules, whatever. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as the organs are there, it's called the bar kayama. If you make it past 30 days, you're done. Let's say you make it past 30 days, but there's another problem. One of the organs is not functioning the way it should, which means that this child, Rachman Litzlan, is going to die, let's assume now, within a year. Let's assume within a year. So then, are you chayiv in pigun haben? That's called a treifa. So the Gemara makes a drasha, ach pado tifte. It says, pado tifte, we would have thought the Gemara is trying to understand why is there repetition in this expression. The Gemara was suggesting in the Hava Mina, it's coming to teach you that you're mechuyev to redeem even a treifa. If a human being is a bona fide treifa, there's a major defect in one of his organs, and the doctors say he's only going to live, let's say, 3 months, so what? As long as he's not a nefel, as long as otherwise he would have lived a full life, he's a healthy person, he made it past 30 days, Padotif, there is a double expression of the pasuk. Padotif, there, redeem no matter what. You shall surely redeem. That was the Gemara's Hava Amina. The Gemara says, nice try, but the pasuk at the end says, ach. Ach, b'chor shar. The word ach is saying, it's coming to say, don't make that drasha. We'll use the drasha, b'chor, but padotif for a different drasha. Ach is restoring the halacha to where we would have started off with. If a child it has a defect and he's not going to live, let's say, for a year, there is no mitzvah of pidyon haben. Finished. Now, here's the question. This question is major, major. It's a multi-billion dollar question. Really, halacha lemaisa, in the kashrus industry, a lot of things are linked into this question. What happens today? The baby is born. Rachman al-Islam, there's a defect. Let's say it's a hole in the heart. Okay, that's the common case that's really discussed. There's a hole in the heart.
But it can be correct.
It can be correct. If you don't correct it, they say the baby's going to die whenever. Okay, I don't know, whenever. There's all different types of situations. But it's not a good situation. But Baruch Hashem, modern medicine, no big deal. We're going to do surgery. And we're going to repair the heart 100%. I have a friend. It was a big deal. You know, the baby. I have a friend that had such my advice with his child. And it wasn't so precious, you know. It wasn't so precious. Should they do surgery? Not the surgery. Who did the surgery? Baruch Hashem, everything worked out. But it was a major, major ordeal. I mean, it really stressed.
So it was stronger than it healed by itself.
That's the question. Sometimes, yeah, it depends on the size. Depends on the size of where it is. There's many, many factors. But let's say it's a severe situation where the doctors say, if you don't do this, it's not going to be good very soon. You do surgery. Oh, you did surgery. The baby is now perfect. Perfect, better than a regular, 100%. Everything is perfect. Shaila, does this baby have a chi of pinyin aben? Because the baby was a treifa. Oh, I repaired the treifa? Now let's go to the laws of animals. I have an axe, I have an animal, and I shechted, and I discovered there's a hole in the lungs. So what is the halacha? There's a hole in the lungs. The animal's dead, right? You're shechted, you discover a hole in the lungs, treifa. You're not allowed to eat the meat, it's not kosher. The shechita takes off the tumah, but the meat is asur. There's a loy sase to eat that meat. Let's say when the animal was alive, when the animal was alive, I would have done surgery to repair the hole in its lungs. Or, okay, that's one shaila. Let's say I would have done surgery to repair the hole in its lungs. The simple understanding is, I'm going to show you it's not so simple in a few moments, but until recent times, there wasn't no gehalacha lemaisa, such types of things. The simple understanding is, it doesn't help. Your repair of damage, internal damage, which makes the animal a treifa for the laws of kashrus, is not going to take off the status of treifa. Once we know under, you do an x-ray, and if you do an x-ray, or you do a MRI, or you do a CAT scan, okay, anything you do, CAT scan, MRI, x-ray, and you see there's a real hole, like the size of a watermelon, a real hole in the lungs, that's it. The animal has a chalois, treifa. The basar is aser. It's erev and achai when it's alive, or you do a shechita, it's a treifa. The Torah, the pashtus is, now I'm saying this is very complicated now, but the pashtus is, there is no way, the Torah did not allow, there is no exit clause in the Torah to remove a chalois treifa. The Torah gave you a way to remove erev and achai. I have an animal, if I bite out of the animal, a living animal, I take a bite out of it, I'm chayav on the loisas of eating eiver menachai. But if I, Torah said there's a way to avoid the prohibition of eating eiver menachai. You know what you do? You shecht it. If you shecht it, then the iser eiver menachai goes bye-bye. But the Torah never was megale a way to remove the chalois of treifa. So the pashtus is that if I do a shechita, an animal that I know as a fact is a treifa, there's nothing you can do. What? Minarkuva ulamala. Let's say you have an animal which has a cut from the knee and above, from a deep cut from Minarkuva. So the Gemara says that's one of the yudches treifa. That's one of the treifas. In the Gemara says that's a treifa. An animal that has a cut above the knee, it goes into the veins, the arteries. I don't know the exact details. It's a treifa. That means it's a treifa. And I see it. It's not something I need to do an x-ray. I don't even need an x-ray. I can see it with the naked eye, you can see it. If I now do surgery and
it
I
heals by itself.
No, it's not. If it heals by no, it's not healed by itself. You see, it's cut. Let's say
you know, it cannot
it's severed. It's severed. It's severed. It
heals by itself.
It's severed. Okay, it's not healed by itself. It's not that even if it heals by itself, it doesn't matter. The fact that it's missing, the fact that part of the animal has been severed. That's the word severed. Let's make it very simple.
Yeah.
The leg has been severed. It's not growing back. Maybe by itself, a miracle happened that the blood stopped, the blood clogged, the limit stopped. It doesn't matter. Chazal said that animal is a treifa. It's missing the leg, merkuv lamala, it's a treifa. There's nothing you can do to take off the chalois treifa. You're going to bring it to the best surgeon, they're going to do a leg transplant, and I'll be able to win the Olympics to run the marathon? It doesn't matter. Once I got a chalois treifa, treifa is a treifa. There's nothing you can do under your control to make a treifa ois treifa. Not like even a chayu do a shlita.
But how do you explain the castration of
steers? Okay, so that does not make into a treifa.
Yeah, I know, but
treifas are limited. There are only 18 things. The Mishnah says 8, and the Gemara expands it to 18. There are only 18 things which make an animal into a treifa. So not what they're doing does not make it into a treifa. Otherwise, in the chanami, we would not be able to eat that meat. You're right. So here we have, once the animal has a chalois treifa, to the best of our understanding, there is no way to remove that status. So why don't we extend the same concept to a baby? We have a baby, Rachmana Litzlan, was born with a defect. Firstborn baby, born with a defect, there's a hole in the heart. A hole in the heart by an animal is one of the yud ches treifas. The assumption is umoisar adam min habehema oyin. There is no difference between man and animal in regard to causes of death, premature death due to defects in the organs. There's no difference. Umoisar adam min habehema, the difference between man and animal in regard to the physical ability to stay alive, oyin, there is no difference. If it says in the Gemara that an animal that has a hole in the heart is a treifa, if you do shechita, and you do a bedika, and you discover there's a hole in the heart, the animal is a treifa, that's it. The meat is treif. So too, if a baby, Rachmana Litzlan, is born and the doctors say, we see that there's a hole in the heart, but don't worry. We're going to repair it and we're going to make him like new. It'll be, he'll live forever. He'll live 120 years, guaranteed. Money back guarantee. He'll live 120 years. So what? The baby is a treifer. The baby starred out with a hole in the heart. You can go and you can repair. You can live forever. There's no way by an animal to be oiker the shame treifa. So since the Torah is megala, ach bechor shar, the Gemara darshan is halacha lemoshe. We see the ach is teaching you that if a human being is a treifa, he may already be past 30 days. But if there is a defect in one of his organs, if he got into an accident, it had to be before 30 days. If he had an accident before 30 days, or he was born like that with a defect in one of the organs, and he's a treifa, and it's past 30 days, there's no pidyon haben, because it's a treifa. But today, normally, what does treifa mean in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says an animal that's a treifa will not live more than yud beis chodesh. But today, in modern world, we have techniques where we can take a treifa, even that's another issue, even with a hole, it will live more than 12 months. Forget about that. But even if you have a treifa that can really is called a treifa, it's not going to live, we can repair the damage with modern medicine, and now he'll live 120 years. Is he still chayiv in pidyon haben? Isn't it a good shaila? A baby born with a hole in the heart, he's now more than 30 days, and the doctor repairs him. If it would have been meat, they would have told you, once it's a treifa, the meat is a treifa, there's no din, there's nothing to talk about. A human being, pidyon haben, he's a treifa. Are you chayiv pidyon haben? So this we have to wait for tomorrow, we're out of time, but basically, Rav Moshe says, yes. The chiyuv to do pidyon haben even with bracha, and he bases this on the open words of the Rambam, whereas the Minchas Elazar and other poskim say it's a big, big shaila, not so simple, and therefore you do pidyon haben without a bracha.
A kohen that has a mum,
yes,
excluded from avodah,
correct.
What happens if it's repairable?
That will also a mum, yes, a mum can. It's called a mum oiver and a mum kavua. A mum can be repaired. A mum is not a treifa. A mum is a much lighter level. A mum is a blemish. So it's not going to die from the blemish. And there's a mum over. A mum, a temporary mum, and there's a permanent mum. No, so a mum, if you can repair a mum, he's okay. But when it comes to a treifa, that's much more serious. Can you repair a treifa? So the shayla is nogea, pidyon haben, halacha l'maisa. And then there's also nogea chalitza. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, let's say a woman. This is a very interesting child. So a woman, a husband dies, and they have a child. But the child had major surgery in his life. Almost everyone at some point in their life, Rachmana, hopefully not, has surgery. There's always types of surgeries in life. And when a person has surgery, they do things to the body in many situations where, according to halacha, they make him into a treifa. They make holes in his internal organs, which, according to Allah, and they repair him. They stitch him up. They repair him. They make him better than he was before. But it does not take away from the fact that when they do the surgery, it depends on what the surgery is. They go into certain organs and they make him into a treifa. So this person is an incredible shayla. A person dies. A man dies. He leaves over a wife and a child. Is there a yibum? Is there a requirement? Is there a requirement for the woman to do chalitza? Of course not. Every child knows that the only time a woman does chalitza is only when her husband dies and does not leave over children. They left over a child.
How about the wife had a miscarriage?
No, it doesn't count. It doesn't make a difference. Even if she had viable children, they died. Even if she had children and then they died early. If right now when the husband dies, at the moment when the husband dies, he's not leaving over any children, even if he had children in the past, she is chayv nibah. It doesn't matter if she had in the past. If at this moment in time those children already have passed, and right now, the husband has died, and there's no children right now. There are no children at this moment. She has to chalitza. Let's say they have a child, a very successful child. He's a doctor, a lawyer, he's a big personality. But he himself doesn't have children. He doesn't have children yet.
He's a lawyer, he doesn't have a
husband. He does not have children yet. But guess what? This child, Shachin Shiloh, this child, who's an adult, but doesn't have any children yet, so there are their grandchildren, no chalitza either, but there are no children yet. But he had open heart surgery at one point in his life. Guess what? According to some opinions, she needs chalitza. What do you mean he needs chalitza? What are you talking about? They have a child. He's a treifa. What are you talking about, a treifa? He's the picture of health. You don't know his health records. When he was 5 years old, they did a procedure on his heart. They made a hole in his heart. So when they did the procedure, they made a hole. They made him into a treifa. And the Torah was not megala that you can be oiker the shame treifa. And if you leave over a person who's not a real person because he's a treifa, there's a chiv of chalitza. And she can do yim also.
So,
isn't it a shocking, shy thing to say? But it's a real shayla. And Moshe holds that. And Moshe holds no such thing. Well, of course, tomorrow the lamas, the Moshe also will leave this tomorrow. We'll continue this minute tomorrow.
A man's son, Christian Jesus, and he passed one way. His widow was